happening on Saturday, June 15th.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million-dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stuffed performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors resumed deliberations this morning in the case of Hunter Biden, accused of lying on the form to buy a firearm in 2018. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
It's a pretty straightforward case legally. I mean, the defense has provided a possible answer if you want to find not guilty, which is this idea that the prosecution has the burden to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. And the defense is essentially saying, are you sure it was knowingly? Did he know that he was a drug addict at that moment?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, urging Hamas to accept the hostage release deal with Israel on the table. The UN Security Council this week voting in favor of an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Apple jumping into the race to bring generative AI to more people during its Worldwide Developers Conference. The tech giant announced it's getting help from OpenAI's ChatGPT technology. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Frustration in Madison following a weekend of gun violence. It started Friday night with the shooting death of a 27-year-old man. Following that, a mass shooting on the roof of a downtown apartment building early Sunday morning injured a dozen people. And two people were shot and wounded Sunday night, one of them critically. A verdict in the murder of a Milwaukee transgender woman Monday. Cordell Housie was found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide in the February 2023 shooting death of Cache Henderson in February of last year. Jurors also convicted Housie on charges of arson and possession of a firearm by a felon. And Madison is ranked the second safest major city in America for pedestrians. The National Complete Streets Coalition's Dangerous by Design 2024 report put Madison behind Provo and Orem, Utah, as being the most pedestrian-friendly among 101 metro areas across the country. Milwaukee ranked 19th best in the nation.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, warmer with a high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday night, a low of 66. More storms Thursday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently, 53 degrees.
99.7.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. I said, give.
best the best that I can. Oh, best that I can.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM here in the 8 o'clock hour on a Tuesday with Jay filling in for Maddie, along with Finn with us this morning again. And I don't know. And again, we talked about this yesterday. We haven't officially met, you and I. And we did become Facebook friends, though, but we have not officially met.
Right.
And so I don't know. Have you had, like, weight struggles in your life, or are you just like that kind of person? You're built like you're thin, or you're athletic, and you don't have to worry about watching your weight, or what's your story, Finn?
What's my story? So I didn't start to struggle with it, I would say, until maybe the past 10 years.
Okay.
Before that, I was good to go. But I was, for practically 30 years, I want to say, I was a pescatarian. So really all I did, you know what that is, right? Right.
Yeah.
Seafood, but really no other meat, you know, no red meat, no chicken, nothing like that. Occasionally I would break down and have a cheeseburger because I just had to have a cheeseburger. Everybody needs a cheeseburger every once in a while. Come on. Yeah. I mean, let's get real here. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a prerequisite to happiness.
Exactly. So that was my life for about 30 years. And, but as you go to the doctor, as you get older along in your stages of life, when you go to the doctor and you get older, eventually you get the speech, well, Mr. Finn, as you know, as you get older, your metabolism slows down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where the struggles really started to come in. You know, and I don't want to say I'm as active as I used to be, because when you're in your 20s and when you're in your 30s, you're fairly active. And then things do start to slow down. And plus, you get tired. I mean, and you have a dog. We have two dogs. Take them for walks. But still, you know, I'm not ready to do a marathon. How about you?
Yeah. Well, so when I was a little kid, I was rail thin skinny. Like people would say, oh, we can see your ribs when you're just standing there. And suddenly that changed. I think I got into about maybe middle school, maybe I started high school, and I got a little bigger. But I'm a big guy. Like I'm 6 foot four.
Okay.
And
you definitely got some height on me. I'm not that tall.
Okay. Well,
on a good day, I'm about 5'8". So you got some. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
Sure. Well, all right. It's just kind of like this. I don't know. You know, like I said yesterday on the show, growing up, you know, food was love. Like, you know, you were fed a lot. Mm-hmm. Grandma fed you a lot. Mom fed you a lot.
Yep.
And so I kind of had, you know, I was working, I don't know, against the grain, so to speak, with trying to be healthy because no one else was when I was growing up. And so, I was a little bit bigger. I went to college, you know, and I gained the freshman 50 or I don't know if it was 50. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say 15, but for me, it was more like 50. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my wife and I, we met, we got married and everything, and both of us kind of let ourselves go even further. So then she decided after, let me see, what year was that? Probably 2009, 2010. After our daughter was born, she decided she's going to make this attempt at getting healthy. And she did. And she lost like 85 pounds.
Nice.
And she got really fit. And I thought to myself, okay.
And you felt like a total schlub because there she is. She's all fit and trim. And you're like,
yes.
Oh, man, where did I go wrong here? Yeah.
And I'm thinking, as much fun as it is to sit back and watch her get healthy while I continue eating whatever I want to, eventually she's going to look in the mirror and say, wow, I look good, and wow, he looks terrible. And I'm thinking, you know, this
now,
charm.
Did you marry up in the first place?
Absolutely. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I absolutely married up. And so I thought.
Right away, you're at a deficit.
Right, yeah. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, it's not, you know, my charm isn't going to take me, to the end of existence with her. I'm going to have to work at this. And so I went on a diet back in 2009, I was probably my heaviest, like 290 some pounds. And I just wasn't feeling good. And I went on this diet, and by, let's see, in 2013, I actually wasn't even really trying that hard, just made a couple subtle lifestyle changes. I think I had lost like 20 some pounds. And that was great. But then I went on a hardcore diet with exercise, put this whole plan together based on what she had done to lose her weight. And ended up settling in at about 235 for the long haul. And that's about where I wanted to be, even though the doctor was saying, Well, you're technically still overweight at 235. You know, you should really look at 200. And my wife said, if you weigh 200 pounds at 6'4", she said, I don't think I could be with you anymore because you would be just like too frail. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was a wonderful thing. Great lifestyle change. I was feeling good. I started realizing I had hernias that I didn't know about because I had lost all of this belly fat, which that wasn't fun. But anyway, I just felt better about myself. And so I ended up staying at that 235 for a while. And then about 2018, 2019, ended up starting, gaining a little bit of it back. Not much, just a little bit. I got up, let's say, 245, whatever, 248, something like that.
Sure.
And so then it was roller coaster. Hey, I'm going to go back on this diet again. And I'd go right back down to 235, like within 2 weeks, I was right back to where I was.
Nice.
And she would always criticize me and say, it's not fair for guys. You guys can lose weight so quickly. Women struggle. And I'm like, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. But I'm kind of chuckling to myself like, yeah, I'm pretty lucky to be a guy if I can lose weight that quickly. Yep. And I didn't know if that was the situation or not, or if she was just feeling sorry or what the deal was. In any event, we had this conversation and she's like, no, it's harder for women. And all of her friends backed her up and said, yes, it is much harder for women. So now I do agree. Yes, it is harder for women to lose weight. Some of us guys, we can get on a diet and a few days later, we're down 5 pounds and that. And so we're lucky in that regard. But I have a new hurdle that I'm trying to get over with this right now, this whole weight situation. My wife is making like every type of bar, cake, pies, sweets, all of these things for our daughter's softball team. Because every time they have a game, she wants to be the mom that brings the treats every time. And so after every game, there's all these treats. Now, why would that be an issue for me? Well, there's always leftovers, first of all.
And do you have a sweet tooth?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I can't get enough sweets.
See, I'm not a sweet guy. I'm a salty dog. That's what I am. So salt is my downfall. But I hear you. Okay.
Well, it's just one of those things where, and I don't know. I've heard salt is even worse, but neither one of them are great, honestly. And it's a struggle for people that that crave the sweets or crave the salt. Like my wife's the same way. She would rather sit down with a bag of chips and eat that than have a piece of cake and some ice cream or whatever.
Yeah. Lock up the Cheetos for me because forget it. I mean, you literally have to put them in a sealed vault because they are the Achilles heel for me.
Well, there's that part of it. And then if you enjoy going out and having a beverage from time to time, if you like to go to the wineries, the breweries,
Even worse of an Achilles heel for me. And you know what's funny, Jay, is if I take a week off from red wine or have less red wine in the course of a week, which is almost an improbable feat. If I do that, I can immediately tell. I can immediately tell that I've at least maintained or slimmed just a fraction.
Right. And I'm the same way. And that's part of the criticism that my wife gives me because she's like, as a guy, you notice the difference right away. You feel better. You can feel. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize, but and I same here. Like I love the red wine. We love to go out to the winery. We love to go to the breweries. I'm an IPA beer drinker. I know it's loaded with calories. It's super heavy and just like not good for you. But it's something about that taste. I love it.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it. So not sure if I'm willing to give that up. I just have to figure out
So let me ask you this then. Not to bring up the vices too much, okay? But if you shut yourself off from all those things, if you said, I'm not going to have a beer, I'm not going to have a wine, I'm not going to have any of the sweets, I'm not going to... What is your quality of life? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
What's your, we have to be able to treat ourselves once in a while.
Right.
But I think, you know, that's what they're always saying is do this moderately because that's where we fall down.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything in moderation, as they say.
Exactly.
Everything. Yeah. Even if something that is considered healthy, something that's good for you, you can't overdo it. And that's part of the mindset that I've tried to adopt over the years. And yeah, I slip off the rails from time to time and jump right back on. And so kind of teeter tottering back and forth.
I think most of us are in that same boat because you see all those people that are, whether they be runners or whatever they do, and they're just watching their diets, just with their eagle eyes, just making sure that they're not overdoing it and they're watching everything and they have small portions and they do this and they do that.
Yeah.
But are you happy? And some people
be
are.
Happy.
Some people are happy. I mean, they're quite, you know, they're very happy with their lifestyle and their choices and everything, but wow.
The big thing is just trying to get over that hurdle, you know, like getting to that point where you don't crave those things anymore.
Yeah, is
tough. But once you get there, then it's easier to stay there as long as someone doesn't try to sabotage you and make sweets and leave them in the house. Then it's more difficult.
Yeah.
And I speak from a lot of experience in that regard. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We'll get back with more in just a moment. It's 99.7 Max FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Time once again for Butterfest in Reedsburg. Family-friendly fun for everyone. Great food, rides, games, events, and so much more. For all the details and a full schedule of the events, visit ButterfestReedsburg.org. This will take place Wednesday through Sunday in Reedsburg. On Saturday, June 15th, it's going to be the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch. It's a part of June Dairy Month celebration in Wisconsin. The brunch features a menu of pizza, grilled cheese sandwiches, yogurt, cheese, sassy cow milk, and ice cream sundaes. A variety of events will be available for all ages, including horse-drawn wagon rides, a petting zoo, children games, a balloon artist, music, kids pedal pole, cloggers, and so much more. This will be held at the 5th Generation Homestead on O'Connor Road in Lodi. Again, this is Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. $9 for ages 11 and up, $5 for ages 4 to 10, and kids 3 and under are free. And you also get $1 off your admission price with a donated food item for the food pantry. Again, it's the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch, all happening on Saturday, June 15th.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
Now, baby, Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Billy Joel, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Played some Walking on Sunshine ahead of that, and I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of that sunshine today. Probably going to see the return of that by tomorrow, but the big story is going to be the temperature increase. Yes, the air conditioner is going back on. We'll take a look at that weather forecast coming up in moments.
Hey, I'm Jimmy. I've been with US Cellular for years now, but when they asked me to tell you about their special customer event, US Days, I said, hey, I get nervous. Maybe we can record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. So that's where I am. Anyway, US Days, exclusive offers just for US customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Which I'll be needing because I just dropped mine.
US Days at US Cellular. Exclusive offers just for you, just to say thanks. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts,
Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. State baseball tournament got started yesterday. It was quarterfinal action for Division I. Westosha Central with a 2-1 win over Arrowhead, the 5-seed advancing on. De Pere able to get the 2-0 win over Menasha. And then also in quarterfinal action yesterday, it was Sun Prairie East, a 4-3 win against Hudson. And then Oak Creek took down Nicolet 11-5, the final there. The semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4 will be played out today. You've got Kenosha, St. Joseph, and Bondual. Then it's Aquinas versus Cumberland. And then for Division 4, Johnson Creek will meet Solon Springs Northwood. And then Elverstrom will go against Pacelli. Semis for Divisions 1 and 2 held tomorrow. And then those championship games will all be played out on Thursday. State tournament field now set for girls soccer after the weekend of events. The Wanakee Warriors are moving on to state for Division 1 and Sectional 3. The team is able to get the win over Middleton. They'll now meet Kimberly, the 4-seed. Muskego and Brookfield East, the other two teams in the semifinals for Division 1. In Division 2, it's going to be semifinal action between Oregon and River Falls. That's going to be at 11 a.m. Friday, and then Cedarburg and Whitefish Bay will play following that. On Thursday will be the semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4. Plymouth and Rice Lake, and then McFarland and Catholic Memorial are the two matchups in that division. And then finally for D4, the number one seed is going to be Cedar Grove, Belgium, going against Regis McDonald Central Catholic. And then Keele will take on the Prairie School. State champions were crowned for softball this past weekend. In Division 1, it's Kenosha Bradford taking down Milton for the title. 9-3 was the final there in that matchup. Milton was able to dish Kakana its first loss of the season, 5-3 in the semifinals to advance on. And then Kenosha Bradford got the win over Watertown 1-0 in their semifinal matchup. In Division 2, it's Waupun, a 7-3 win over Mosinee. Prescott is the champion of Division 3 with a 3-1 win over Laconia. D4, it's the Crickets with a 7-0 shutout win over Cuba City for the title. And then Pacelli, a 4-3 win against Oakfield in Division 5. Brewers, a 3-1 win over the Toronto Blue Jays to start their three-game series. Colin Ray was fantastic in this one. Went seven innings, allowed just three hits and struck out four, not walking a single batter for his time on the mound. Team's now 39-27. Same two teams meet tonight. Carlos Rodriguez will get the go for Milwaukee, and Yose Kikuchi will be countering for Toronto. And the Florida Panthers take a 2-0 series lead in the Stanley Cup Final. They get a big 4-1 win yesterday. That series will now shift to Edmonton. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Get the good stuff!
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
City weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, warmer with a high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday night, a low of 66. More storms Thursday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
99.7.
Small town, by the dying small town, oh, small town.
Got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM with Jay Roberts. How many days, Finn, are we away from the summer solstice? Do you know? I don't want to put you on the spot. But.
I'm not sure. Are we less than a week now? I'm not sure, but we're coming up on it.
What is it, the
20? Yeah.
We're maybe it's just over a week away?
Yeah.
Getting pretty close, and that is the obviously the point where the days are the longest, the most visible daylight, and then we start to drop off already, which, you know, begins the, you know, the bit of seasonal depression that I'll eventually be suffering from when winter arrives. It starts on that day.
See, I'm the exact opposite. You were talking earlier this morning about how you do not like winter. I'm the exact opposite, and Maddie knows this. I'm not a fan of summer. I love fall. Wow. I love fall. I am very good with winter, which we did not have one last year, really, at least in these parts. We did not have one. Summer is not my favorite. And in fact, what is really kind of frustrating for me is I haven't had a lot of time to get out and see any movies in the theaters. But then again, looking at the recent box office tolls, nobody else is going to the theaters either. I see that the Will Smith movie, Bad Boys, the ride or die thing, was the big grosser at the box office. But like,
yeah, 56 million, I think it
was something about 56 million. But still, I mean, as far as what we're into June, and this is right around the time, even though I know 4th of July is even a bigger date for the summer blockbusters, and we really don't have that many of those big summer and no, it's like nobody's going to see the movies in the theaters now. Are you a big theater guy at all? Do you go to see the movies?
And I mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday on the show that I haven't been to the movies in a long time, and I was kind of covering some of the box office numbers from over the weekend. And I mentioned that I didn't even know that any of these movies were coming out. I just don't pay attention to it. But when it comes to watching movies at home, that is my thing, 100%. Sure. I love sitting down.
Do you have a home theater system at all?
Yes. We ended up putting a home theater system in the basement. We had a room down in our basement that had kind of lower ceilings. It's like, well, what can we do with this extra room? And I don't want to store more junk in there. I want to clean this thing out, and I want to do something special. A dark room, no windows. It worked perfect for a theater area. So we've got that set up now, and it's kind of fun to go down there and throw a movie in, and now we have, you know, we got the big screen, 125-inch screen down there.
Nice.
So we
nice.
Can, you know, kind of take in the whole theater experience from the comfort of home.
See, and what we like to do during the summer months is, what we used to do is we used to just basically take a TV out into the backyard, and we'd have what we would call B movie night, and we would watch really cheesy movies from the 60s and 70s or whatever, and just watch them in the backyard under the the stars and everything and just have a great time. But then a couple of years ago, my son gave me a projector, and I have still been wanting to set that projector up because, you know, I mean, I'm old school. I used to love going to the drive-ins and seeing movies at the drive-ins. And so I still, but I haven't had a lot of time this summer so far, is I'd like to get that projector set up in the backyard so I can drop some type of white screen there so we can just hang out. And yeah, so kind of a similar thing, but outdoors. But yeah,
that is cool.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I've had some friends that actually had one of those projectors that you know, just bring it out and set it on the table, plug it in, and hang a white sheet. And there you go. You got movie time right there outside.
You get out there. You have your adult beverage in hand. Maybe you have some popcorn. Maybe you got a fire going. You're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, have you noticed that there's a lot of mosquitoes at your place this spring? Because I feel like I'm noticing more of them lately.
So far, it's been okay, but I think that's going to change, at least in our area. It's been okay, but yeah. I mean, if you're near a body of water, forget about it, because it's just going to be brutal. The mosquitoes and the gnats, we're at that time of year. Yeah.
Yep. Well, we don't live on Goose Poop Pond, but we're pretty darn close. So we're just a little bit bigger than Goose Poop Pond, I think our lake is.
Sure.
But there's some backwater area where I think that there's a lot of mosquito breeding going on, and that would probably make outdoor movie night a little bit more difficult
tricky.
For us.
Yeah.
But cool to be out there, though. I love sitting back watching movies, and we set up. Yeah, we were talking about that home theater system. We set up six chairs, reclining theater chairs, and it's a two rows of three, and the second row is elevated like, I don't know, 2.5, 3, 4 inches, something like that, off the ground. So it sits up just a little bit higher so you can see over people's heads. And it works. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's nothing really like watching a movie outdoors. Now, last year, Max FM, we downtown Baraboo on the Square, we had a screening of Back to the Future. And Corey was heavily involved in that and getting that up and running. And it was just, I mean, it was a beautiful sight to behold. And so many people came out in droves to see it because, one, it's a classic film, right?
Yep.
Two, beautiful summer night, and it's not only is it a communal thing, but it's just something to witness when it's dark and the stars are out and you're watching a great movie. And just love that. There probably is a huge sense of nostalgia for me because being a bit of a geek, a film geek, the first time that I saw Star Wars, the original Star Wars, was actually in a drive-in. At the drive-in in Wisconsin Dells. That's the first place I saw Star Wars. Crappy sound system, you know, back in the old days where you had the little speaker.
That little speaker. Now, did that speaker kind of detach from the post and you could set it in or set it on the window or
and
whatever?
And then you hung it inside the window. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You've come a long way. Then they started doing the FM.
Radio.
Yeah. The FM translator right there. And, I remember when I was growing up, there was a drive-in movie theater not too far from our house. I grew up in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. A lot of people get that confused for Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. I don't know which Cottage Grove was there first, Wisconsin.
I'm not familiar with Cottage Grove, Minnesota, but I am definitely familiar with Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. I don't know what the differences are. But.
Yep. Yeah, so we had a movie theater or a drive-in theater there, and they had those posts, and only a select number of those posts in the lot had the speaker on them. There, you know, everyone else had to suffer through with FM stereo sound, which was that was cool. When I was in high school, that was the place to be. Everybody went to the drive-in movies.
It was the place to be. But you know what? I mean, even despite the sound, the poor sound quality, even then, when Star Wars came out, I still recognized the fact that this was a great film, that this was something special. And I could barely hear a lot of the dialogue. I mean, a lot of it was, but still I knew this is something cool. So
then at some point you probably watched the remastered version when it came out, and you know, you could hear like the sound effects were incredible and
it was cool. Yeah. But still, I mean, there's something about that first time you see something like that and experience it, even if it is in a drive-in theater, it's nostalgia.
I remember the first time that I watched a movie at home and had the Dolby Digital sound experience with the 5.1 system, you know, with the subwoofer up front, and then you had the two side speakers, you had the three front speakers, the one center, and then the two sides up front. And that was really a wonderful, wonderful experience. And the first I bought one of those projector big screen TVs back in the late 90s, you know, 46-inch, it's like just massive screen. And I had that and thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And then there was a period of time where we didn't have as much space. My wife and I bought our first house, and it was a really small house. We didn't have a lot of space for that stuff. So I kind of, you know, didn't really set up a theater in our first house. And many years went by. We moved to a bigger house. And then I started getting introduced to like 7.1 audio and all these different, new adaptations of Dolby Digital that were coming out, and was able to put together a pretty decent system at our house now. So it's fun.
So are you kind of an audiophile then? You make sure that all the sound is best, you know, the best quality that you can get?
The best quality for the lowest price. That's another thing, is I'm cheap.
Well, that's always a thing, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's difficult to have, like, you know, high levels of taste and low levels of money.
Budget.
I know. It's a difficult combination, but I've made it work, though. I've found some great speakers and was able to, you know, install those myself to save money on that whole system. I actually did the whole install myself. And I think Corey is kind of into
he's the home totally theater into stuff. It. But you know, I mean, honestly, what we've done in the past is we'll just run a cord to, cause I'm not a musician at all is what I'm trying to say, but I do have guitars. I do own guitars. I do own amplifiers, and we'll just run a cord from the projector into an amplifier. Not the most ideal sound quality that you could get, but it works.
Yeah.
That's, you know, right?
Right. Yep. I hear you. Well, it's fun talking about home theaters and stuff. I didn't know that you were a movie guy yourself, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Love movies. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're gonna take a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. I know, Finn, you're going to be coming back on at 10 o'clock for the midday, and I will continue here after 9 o'clock. It is 99.7 Max FM. Nice hanging out with you.
Yeah, you too.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maximum Hits.